Dr. Havard's dictating a workman's comp report on Angela Martinez, A.N. A-N-G-E-L-A, last name Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, birth date 9-21-67, dictation 8-9-24. Patient seen today for follow-up. States that she saw orthopedist, reviewed MRI, recommending arthroscopic surgery to fix meniscal tear. Anything else he needs to do, to see him again. On the 1st of October, he's trying to get clearance for surgical procedure with workman's comp. At present, according to patient states she's on her FMLA and that from the injury occurred on 4/16, and that if she's not able to return to work in the next few weeks, she'll be terminated and have to reapply for her job. Continues to have pain, a swelling to left lower knee, with restricted range of motion, diffuse tenderness mostly to left infrapatellar and patellar and left lateral knee. Patient currently taking no medications, waiting for surgical procedure to be done by orthopedist. Patient advised to be seen in 2 weeks for continued documentation of work status and to monitor clearance for surgery by orthopedist as soon as possible. Physical exam, review of symptoms, otherwise non-contributory, past medical history as before. Physical exam. As above, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear to auscultation percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmur or gallop, abdomen soft without again, anterior tenderness, skin, neurological, all within normal limits, skeletal with abnormality left knee as described above. Impression. Follow up workman's comp knee injury with impression. Follow up left knee work injury with medial meniscus tear with intermediate grade chondral loss, central weight bearing, service of medial femoral condyle, and a multiseptated intraarticular ganglion cyst. The posterior aspect of the knee, plan follow-up with orthopedist as soon as possible for planned arthroscopic procedure to fix knee. Follow up here in 2 weeks for ongoing evaluation. We'll continue off work status as unable to work. Return to work in present condition. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.